You make a deal with Netflix and you don't have money that comes into you forever. You get paid and then money 20% more or 30% more, but that's it.
It didn't come natural to me. There's so many things that I think about now I wish I had known when I was younger.
What I believe resonates with people, particularly now, is content that has some sort of meaning to it. It's more than just pure entertainment.
And so suddenly MTV was the only thing, it seemed, in the whole world, and all of Hollywood and everybody else was taking their cues from this startup.
I did not know a single writer when I became a writer. I think if you're trying to become a writer from someplace other than Los Angeles and New York, I still think that's really difficult.
Welcome to Hollywood Wolfpack with Kaya Alexander, featuring in-depth interviews and insights with professionals in the entertainment business. Get everything you need to navigate your above-the-line career right here. This podcast is often recorded live in front of Kaya students in the Entertainment Business School. You can find out more at entertainmentbusinessschool.com. Enjoy the show.
All right. Hi, and welcome, everybody. I'm Kaya Alexander. I'm your host here today with your very special guests. We got a whole panel for you of fantastic women. I'm so excited for you to meet. Let me tell you about them. Heat, Spotlight on Women by Women in Hollywood is a new podcast hosted by Heather Fowler, Carrie Sudemeyer, Jennifer Monfron, Kiki Watkins, Marie Wetmore, and Sasha Wolf, with co-hosts who are writers, actors, screenwriters, producers, directors, and film scholars. Each month, we have a lively exchange designed to call out stellar work by women in all parts of the film and television industry and share the shows and films we're most excited about and offer a curated list and custom snack. Woohoo for the snacks. Our co-hosts met in the Entertainment Business School right here with me, with Kaya. And they're so delighted to be here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yay.
Thank you, Kaya. Oh my gosh. We're so happy to see all of you. I would love for each of you to just go around. Let's have you introduce yourselves and say hi and share, maybe share your favorite snack. We'll start with Heather.
Hi, everybody. So I'm a writer. I've published 6 books, short stories, novels, stuff like that. I write plays through theater. I write screenplays. I joined Kaya's Amazing Business School class and was happy to collaborate with others. My brand is Sexy Monsters, Killer Women. So that informs, which Tim helped create, I might add, which really helps inform kind of some of the choices that I'm making with the films that I'm highlighting in the podcast. I'm from San Diego, and my favorite snack is variable by month, but I was the snack presenter for the last episode, and I did buffalo chicken wings and celery just because it's so easy to make while you're watching a movie. So I'm gonna throw that there. That's it.
Yum. I am so hungry now. This is going to be a tough episode. We're all going to need snacks. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Heather. Let's go to Carrie.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Kaya, for having us on. This is such a delight. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that Heather reached out to the group, and I was, you know, so inspired and scared, like a podcast. I know nothing about that. Should I do it? Ooh, scary. Yes, I'm going to do it because we should all do something a little scary and different, right? So I'm delighted to be part of the Heat podcast and one of the co-hosts. I'm a writer, director, and producer, actress. And my brand is Destiny Changemakers. And I have a short film right now out on the short film circuit, and I'm working on some feature film scripts and other projects. So I'm delighted to be here. And I'm just so grateful that we are recording today on Women's Day, which is so awesome.
Yes. This is Friday, March 8th.
Yes, absolutely. So it's very serendipitous.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for
a moment.
Thanks for saying that, Carrie. We're recording live in front of my class in the Entertainment Business School as well. So there's about 30 folks on the call getting to chat about women, women in Hollywood, women in entertainment. It's one of my favorite subjects. So thank you for sharing that, Carrie. We're going to go to Jennifer.
Hi.
So good to see you.
I'm so happy to be here. Haven't seen you in so long. So I'm a writer and a painter. That's one of my paintings in the back there. And my brand is Kick-Ass STEM Women. So I have this whole series of women scientists, historical women scientists. And so just like what Carrie said, when Heather was like, hey, do you want to join a podcast? And I was like, yeah. And then it's hard. I just want to say that. But it's, you know, we finally are really hitting our stride in this third episode, and we feature costume designers. And I really encourage everyone to really listen to the third one. I'm also learning a lot from Heather about audio editing, because I want to take that over. And that's really fun. So it's what I love about the podcast is how we can get all these women together, and we have these different perspectives, and it just makes it for a really interesting talk. We have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot.
No, oh, that makes me so happy. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, we're going to go to Kiki. Kiki in the house. It's so good to see you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kiki. I am a writer, producer, and a self-proclaimed film scholar. It seems like the role that I've taken on in the podcast is the trivia and the queen of the full circle moment. So it's kind of great that we're here on Women's Day talking about women. And my ego assertion today, my t-shirt, A Black Girl Will Save the World. Okay. And all about the women and all of the great things that we bring to the world that we have to celebrate, because we don't always get the love that we deserve. But yeah. I'm really, like my brand, I guess, is if it's bad for your heart, it's good for your art.
Oh.
And learning to
That's
rise.
Really fun. I haven't heard you say that before.
Learning to rise from tough challenges. You know, the painful things that happen in your life don't have to break you. They can be very transformative. And yeah, so that's me.
Do you have a snack? Are you going to share?
I'm doing the snack for this upcoming episode, and it's kind of like more like a mini meal. And Jennifer asked me to do my stuffed peppers, so yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Because they sound good. So
yeah, I used. I love how versatile they are. I decided to use like quinoa instead of rice, and ground turkey instead of beef or sausage, and it's going to be great.
Oh, I need that recipe. We all have that recipe now. I'm like hungry. Love it.
Wait, I wanted to tell you my snack. It's Brussels sprouts. That's the one that I did in the second
half. Do you bake them or do you put them in a wok?
No, you boil them and then you mix it with olive oil and fish sauce. And I know you're just like, oh, okay. But it's super duper good. And it's room temperature, and it's just like, it's like a bar snack. It's really good. And then that happened in our second episode. And then Carrie came up with cruciferous, because it is, in fact, a cruciferous vegetable.
Yeah,
we now have a running joke. Anything, it's like everything loops back to cruciferous. Like we had Kiki brought up like a quote from like the cabbage fairy, I believe.
The cabbage fairy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kiki's our queen of full circle moments. And we have this line of humor, if you listen from the beginning to all of our episodes, where we just bring up cruciferous. And, you know, I was asked to bring up some health tips about Jennifer's lovely Brussels sprout recipe. And I had to mention that it's from the cruciferous family. We just like went crazy with how funny that was. I did the first snack, which were portobello mushroom pizzas, by the way, which were not cruciferous, but you could put cruciferous on it.
These are fancy snacks. I love it. This is like taking us far beyond typical movie snacks. It's really great. Well, we want to hear Marie too. Marie, you're in the house as well. I'm so happy to see you here. Let's let you introduce yourself. Say hi.
I'm so excited. Yes. So I am a screenwriter and my background's in live comedy. I kind of did it all. So improv, sketch, stand up, and now going into screenwriting. So it's been a fun journey for me. So my favorite thing about this podcast has just been this amazing bonding that we've had and this journey of learning together. We were talking about like, hey, together we're finding our voices, like together we're speaking, and it's just like so important and so in line with the mission of the podcast of just like elevating women's voices and making them visible, of course, in Hollywood. So my snack, I'm going to say everyone is so fancy, but I'm going to tell you the real truth. So I call this bachelor's dinner and it's microwave popcorn and a glass of red wine. I will say the only like cooking I do is I microwave and put some real butter on it. So it's like level up the butter, but otherwise bachelor's dinner.
Oh, I love that too. I love that too. It's so great. Well, I want to hear from you all. I mean, how did you find each other? How did you all discover that you love talking about women in Hollywood and women in film and entertainment? And share more about that.
Well, I think I'll just start. Anybody else can launch after me. But I think that when we were in a class, a bunch of us were in a class together, we stole Kiki from another one of the entertainers. Kiki came as an alum to something, and I just vibed so much with her energy. And I was like, she's amazing. I love her. So I did snatch her from another group. But
is that a mixer? That must have been a mixer. Did you mean?
I feel like it was a mixer, but we got to talking and she's like, yeah, you need to be a part of what we're doing. And I'm like, sure, great. Why not? You know, I love championing women. I'm definitely a girl's girl. And yeah, and here we are.
Yeah. And I think everybody else, you know, what you can hear when people talk about their brand or when people talk about what they're doing creatively, and you can tell what gets you excited. And when you see people like Jennifer's STEM women was super exciting to me because I love Einstein's concept of combinatory play. So I love the fusion of like arts and humanities and science. And so I was fascinated.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Unpack it for the group.
You never told me that. You're holding back, Heather.
Totally.
Compliments that you never got. No, it's just that basically things are created more interestingly when there's a fusion of arts and sciences, and that you can really benefit and make things more powerful when, you know, you have factual background or interest in things, and particularly the knowledge with which to implement the art with more specificity, power, and beauty. So that's not one step there. But yeah, no. And then Carrie just has this radiant, amazing, positive energy, and she has a wealth of knowledge. And I enjoyed her kind of mystic, you know, basically found a bunch of people we enjoyed and wanted to do more with after the EBS. And I've also been a co-host for 4 years for a book-related podcast called Book Tales, where we pair an author reading a new book and a custom cocktail for every book. So I had already been kind of producing and making a podcast for a few years. So I said, hey, let's do this. You know, it's important because how many times do we feel like women are not getting the notice that they deserve? How many times do we feel like there should be more heat on what's happening from women and by women? And so when I discovered that I could, you know, get this group of amazing, intelligent, talented, you know, women with all of these achievements together, and that we could do something that would be a contribution to the community, both for visibility for women in the high, you know, above the line roles and also below the line roles, and just do something in general that would say, hey, here are some amazing films with women at the helm or near the helm or helming some aspect that's phenomenal. Go look at what they do. So, and everybody, I feel like we had just kind of a shared affinity. I feel like everyone who was interested in co-hosting together had the same desire. Like, yes, let's amplify. Let's amplify what's being done by women. What's amazing. And let's make communities with people having conversations about things that are being done that are worth talking about. So, And then, of course, the snack, because we have to kind of like cater to people who just want to eat, but also watch a movie.
And her podcast has been, it's fourth year now. And so Heather created Hot Redhead Media. And so we're able to go on her site. So we're like on the second floor of her empire, which is really exciting. And Booktales, you know, with a cocktail. At first, I wanted to steal it, but that's bad. We had to come up with something.
We had to come up with our own.
Honey. I know, you did. It took a bit. We're like, just popcorn, but you can only go so far with popcorn.
Remember, you know? We had the idea of, we were like, let's do a different flavor popcorn for a year. And then we're like,
yeah. Something different.
Level up our creativity.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I was just about to pre-enter, though, that we nickname you Liquid Chocolate with your voice, Heather, because it's so beautiful and you do such a good job and you're really the catalyst that brought us all together. So thank you, Heather.
She is. She's the one that created a syllabus. And I can't emphasize that this is really important, that you just don't like sit down and like just talk about stuff, because no one really cares unless we have something, you know, of import to say. So she created a whole syllabus and we've gotten sort of used to presenting our segments, which I thought was really important that EBS sort of ramped us up to do, to talk and to give our perspective and do it in a way that people would enjoy, and how we flow together. That's what you said, Carrie, last time.
Yes, we the group has amazing chemistry, and we didn't know this before we started. So it's really just kind of an organic, flowy, beautiful endeavor, and all of us we all contribute in our own unique way, and it makes it a very special podcast. And thank you again, Heather, for spearheading and creating and doing a lot of the heavy lifting initially, and EBS for creating the platform to introduce us all to each other. So thank you, Kaya.
Thank God. 100%. It's my dream come true. I always want the students to collaborate in what we call Wolfpack Productions. So you're a Wolfpack Production doing this podcast.
Yeah. So happy.
Yay!
It was just this awesome synchronicity as well, because we just released this month Hot Redhead Media, an anthology that's called Audacious Women. So, and then with Booktales, I'm also doing a theme this year, which is it's like Woman Strong for our Booktales podcast. So we're only featuring women for this entire season. And so the fact that we put together this heat podcast and I've launched it starting in January is just awesome, because I feel like this is the year of really focusing on women's accomplishments and achievements. And it's just kind of a really cool fusion of several things at once that are going on connected to that with my press. So yeah, that's all. That's all I wanted to say. Yay.
Yay.
Yes. Yay. I loved hearing your brand statements too. It's really fun to hear how they've developed. Some of you have shared brand statements that I haven't heard before. I love them all. It was such a wonderful journey that you've been in through EBS to really like come into full bloom. All of you are in full bloom together. It's so exciting. Will you talk to us about some of the women who you have done spotlights on, who you are inspired by, to share more with us about?
Oh, Kiki, you got to talk about Edith Head.
Girl, yes. All right. So this last month we did costume designers, and it was a little bit of a challenge for me because I love so many different types of films. And what I settled on was the costuming in Rear Window with Grace Kelly and everything that she wore, and digging into the costume designer for that film really took me down a rabbit hole with Edith Head, who I discovered was the most decorated Oscar winner in history, male or female. She's won 8 Oscars and was nominated for 35. And back when the Academy Awards was split between black and white and color, she was nominated in both categories. And there were years that she won twice in one year.
Wow.
You all have seen The Incredibles. The character Edna Mon was modeled after Edith Head. And one thing that didn't make the episode, Jennifer, do you want to share that bit that we had to cut out of the episode about Edith Head?
Was it the cape? You cut the cape?
No, the plastic surgery.
Oh, I cut it out because I didn't really know that much about it, and I probably should have done research. But it is true that she had plastic surgery just to look the same, like 40-ish. Not to look younger, not to look different, just to look exact. So she had the bangs and just kind of, you know, a middle-aged woman. And that's what she wanted to stick with. I thought it was really good.
So yeah, exactly. Eternally. You know,
but it makes sense. She also, didn't she also win the very first Academy Award for costume design?
Yeah, she did. She won the first award for costume design. And she was frequently lent out by, I think she started at Paramount and went to Universal and to dress the female stars because she was so in tune with their needs. And she also dressed a lot of the male stars of the 40s and the 50s. So yeah, it was really great. And one of the a nod to your producer, Stuart, I went to one of the things that he had about Hollywood history. And that kind of what made me want to bring trivia into what we're doing. So
we'll tell him. He has a fabulous presentation on the history of Hollywood that is just really epic. Well, I'll have him do it for the whole podcast soon. Okay. Yeah, he loves to share it. That's great. That's really great.
Here's a really good trivia question that maybe one of your cohorts can answer. This is from our last episode.
Yeah, for us. So the way that we do it is I like to have the trigger question from the episode that we're on feed into the topic for the next month. So next month, we're doing women in comedy. So the question I asked at the end of the last episode, let me pull it up, was who was the first woman to have a stand-up comedy special that was self-produced on a cable network?
Oh, that was self-produced. I actually don't know. I wonder if anyone in the chat does. We have a few comments. Carol Burnett, maybe?
No, it was not Carol Burnett.
What year was it? Can you give us a clue?
No, no, you can't know that. No way, dude. You got to just think about it.
I thought Joan Rivers, too, but that was quite a while ago. And I was like, maybe more recent.
Now, if someone, I'm not.
Was it like Liza Schlesinger? Was it Liza Schlesinger?
No.
No clues. You guys have to come listen.
No.
Yeah. Drop it on our social media if you think of it.
Lucille Ball. Did Lucille do stand-up? I know she was a dancer and a performer and a singer, but I don't know Lucille Ball having done stand-up.
Mm-mm.
Do you see
Pearl Channing?
I don't see the answer so far.
Ellen DeGeneres, Roseanne.
Nope.
No, it's a good one, right?
Ooh.
Is it Chelsea Handler?
Nope.
I do feel like you've all given us the names of all the women we can talk about like for the next year because they're all amazing women.
Anna Gadsby.
Mm-mm.
Must have been prior. It's been hers. Sarah Silverman.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. We can't give up.
You all have to tune in to our episode when Kiki reveals the answer. We got a hook on you guys.
Yeah.
You taught us to get the hook. Here's our hook.
Yeah, this was our self pitch for the pot. No, I'm just kidding.
It was not Tracy Ullman either.
This is such a good one. I really love this one. Another good one when we were starting on our cruciferous kick was tell them about the, okay, I don't know the question.
It was the woman, the first female director also did costume design for her films. And it was a question about that. It was, what was her name?
It was The Cabbage Fairy was the film and it was in 1896.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was not Whoopi or Betty White.
So we'll just keep dropping guesses in the chat. But I got half an hour to figure it out.
I love that we're interactive.
Yeah. Well, Kiki has been doing a bang-up job.
I'm so happy to hear all these names of women in comedy, though. Is that what the episode is?
And I was waiting for someone to go Google. So someone's Googling now. But
No.
No, Gary.
I didn't Google.
No, you just got to think in your head. Yeah, the next episode we're recording for the next month is Women in Comedy. So yeah, that's why this is all good.
Yeah.
I made my decision. So
yeah, I changed my decision, actually.
Mine is changing like every day.
Are you each focusing on one woman? Is that the essence of it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We all pick a woman.
Yeah.
A film or a show to highlight about that woman's contributions. But sometimes we'll also, you know, we all do a lot of research on our people. And so,
yes.
So it's kind of cool because every time you hear an episode, you're going to hear about what the curated watch list picks are, but you're also going to hear extra details and extra things that are interesting about that woman's career or trajectory, which is really cool. And I just want to highlight here that every single one of the hosts is equally important. It's not like I'm the lead. We are a group of people who are equally empowered. And so every single woman who picks things, their choices are so valid and so interesting. And then we just kind of reflect off of each other and enjoy that vibe. So.
It's true.
Well said, Heather.
Are you looking at all the lists, Kiki?
I see someone has the answer, but I'm not going to say what it is. Wow. But someone did put the answer in the chat.
Ooh, yeah, smart audience.
Yeah, so I have to list it because she said it's not Whoopi and it wasn't Phyllis Diller. So that leaves Alice Guy, Brett Butler, Elaine Booster, Lily Tomlin, and Janine Garofalo.
Ooh, maybe Lily Tomlin.
Or Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
Oh, Gilda Radner.
Back in like most beautiful ways. How do you feel that women differ than men in comedy? Have you given that reflection as you're coming into this episode?
Honestly, it's interesting that women in comedy have to be a little more self-depreciating than men do, in my opinion. It's like we always have to be able to make fun of ourselves and laugh at ourselves in a way that men don't always have to be.
It's interesting.
But that's just my take on it.
Did you have a fact, Kiki, that it's mostly men, like the top 10 comedics are men and there was like one woman? And that's in stand-up and in film. Mm. They do a lot of, you know, like group things with women, you know? Like bridesmaids and things like that, so that it's more of a group and not like just one woman comedic. Didn't you tell me that? Did you tell me that?
I don't recall, but
I might have been mentioning that because yeah. When I was researching women in comedy to try to make my choice for this episode. It was kind of astronomical how many more men's films were highlighted than women. How much easier it was to find films where it's like Adam Sandler or, you know, a lot of men who've been super famous in that field. And so I think that as and if we progress culturally, we'll see more things being greenlit by women that champion women's issues, women's humor, and just attract attention to that particular thing. One thing that I see a lot is funny women who are in older women's comedies coming out now. So I'm excited to see a little bit of a reduction of the ageism in that and see some of the more powerful, you know, gatekeepers in Hollywood choosing to champion films that address women over 30 and not just about their effability or whatever, as you may have.
Oh, right.
That expression. Yeah. So
our third episode was costume designers and 85% of costume designers are women. And so we're like, yeah, we had so many women. We could do a whole year of women costume designers.
Yeah.
There's so many and they're so good.
And to contrast that with our first episode where we did female directors, there's vastly less female directors and vastly less that are awarded female directors. I know, Kaya, for our first episode, I chose to highlight Chloe Zhao for songs My Brothers Taught Me. And it's astonishing, even in the 2020s, she's a spearhead. She won the 2020 Academy Award for Best Director, but she was only the second female director to ever win an Academy Award for Best Director and is the first woman of color to ever win Best Director. And it was only in 2020. We have so far to go.
Yeah, I want to jump and circle back to comedy because that's sort of my jam. I think that we do see more topics being different because women are coming from a different like frame and life experience, but coming up from live comedy, which is where a lot of comedic writers come in, and they of course are like supporting the characters on the stage, and then also a lot of women are coming, the comedic women are coming from some world of the comedy coming through. Is that I think that like this is so thematically great, is that like comedy is something that like pushes you to find your voice. And so when I was like doing live comedy a lot, I had this experience where like the men would come in confident, they'd come in hot, they'd come in and they would attack the stage with this confidence. And we women started having this conversation of like, we're as funny as them. We're as smart as them. We have to just like use our voice and like put ourselves out there. And I think that like, I'm really hoping that with all the cultural change that we're having that's highlighting women's voices, that we'll like have a movement towards like feeling really confident in our voices. It's like such a fantastic metaphor for where I hope our culture is going, because we are seeing a lot more interest in women being involved in film in all areas. On the screen is great, because then we have like women out in the world. Like there's a real power to entertainment. There's a massive power to the good that entertainment can do, which is just like show people doing things. Like Gina Davis is one of my picks. And, you know, she talks a lot about how like if they can see it, they can be it. Right. So just like getting representation out there makes people feel like they can do whatever they see. So that to me, I feel like is I don't know, just a lesson that I learned from comedy.
Good. That's a good point.
Yes. And Marie, tell everybody your brand because it's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Did I not?
I don't think you did yet.
Oh, Funny Feminist.
So perfect for you. I love it.
Perfect. So perfect for you.
It is, but it's also been, I have to tell you that like there, it was a little almost scary being like, oh, I'm going to, you know, in this podcast, I'm choosing to like be public about this. And it was this moment of like, wow, I need to take responsibility for like really know what I'm talking about, like really learn, really be open to continuous learning, because like society moving forward is all about like new people bringing up new topics and being like, oh, I didn't realize this was a problem, I didn't realize that was a problem. And it's been a big change for me personally of like, okay, like self-definition, I gotta own this. So yeah, I'm learning. It's pushed me to really dig in.
That's a good point. I like how you said self-definition, because it is that, just practicing your speaking, your self-defining moments, your perspective, your thoughts. And Kiki, we didn't, that's the first time I've heard your brand statement.
And really?
Yes, I love it. That's great.
So awesome. It's been a journey, really, because it's a tightrope that I'm having to walk between pimping my trauma and stories. And it's like I've seen the worst of what humanity has to offer, and I still choose to be a good person. But that doesn't mean I have to put everything on Front Street just to have a story to tell. So it's been really excavating, but I'm happy to find the person that I am on the other side of all of that. So I have a Medium page that I've been kind of journaling on publicly. I've had some issues in my past with continuous violations of privacy. So I kind of wanted to put myself out there safely and just find the line that I want to walk with regard to the stories that I tell. But my personality, or I guess my life experience, has made me like a really big horror fan. I'm actually going to go see Imaginary when we're done today. The one about the killer teddy bears. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, and I can't wait for the horror episode that we have coming up soon. So yeah.
Kiki, I want to acknowledge that you're a veteran as well. We thank you for your service. You have been a woman of color walking in a lot of men's worlds, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
I've definitely been the only women and the only woman in a lot of rooms that I've been in. It was funny. Kai and I met. She interviewed me on Veterans Day. Huh. You remember that? Yeah. So, yeah, I told you, queen in the full circle moment. I end up where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there. And what's funny, the first time I went to a WGA picket during the writer's strike, the first person I met was Lisa Takushi Cullen. And she's amazing. So, yeah, it's, trust what I don't, and it depends on whatever you believe in, whatever you call it, God, the Most High Spirit, whatever. Okay. But trust that. Trust what you are here for. Everybody's here for a reason. And if you trust that, if you believe in it, if you walk in that, you will end up where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Thank you, Kiki.
But we are all hanging on every word. It's so wonderful to hear women talking about women and honestly celebrating women. Mm-hmm. There has been, as a development exec and certainly in other spaces, there can be an unfortunate and somewhat toxic element to women in entertainment and their relationships wherein, it's very competitive and it feels like, oh, there's only one seat at the table, so it's got to be mine and I got to edge you out to have it. So coming from the space of, celebration is really refreshing and really exciting because I feel like this is what is really going to bring us into a whole new era of filmmaking where women have more voice, more presence on screen, more presence above and below the lines as we are continuing to strive toward gender parity, which we don't have. A lot of folks, I think, in the general public don't realize how far away Hollywood is from achieving gender parity with women in entertainment, and that women are a marginalized group in entertainment, along with BIPOC and LGBTQ people, that we're just not there yet. What have you discovered that surprises you or surprised you as you've been researching the episodes of your podcast?
Well, the person that I picked for comedy is Maya Rudolph. Yeah. And I didn't know that she was Minnie Riperton's daughter.
I didn't either.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Whose daughter?
Minnie Riperton. She's a singer. Love
you. Yes.
Because you're beautiful.
I love that song.
That Maya Rudolph is her daughter.
Amazing.
Oh. She has a Prince cover band called Princess.
Sick. Oh my gosh. We need to do a field trip. We need to do a
I want to go see that. I'm a for huge sure. Prince fan.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. So I feel like something that I learned, I didn't know a lot about costume design. So when I ended up doing my research on that, I did not realize how much of a role costume plays in showing a character's story arc and how the use of costume at different phases shows where the character is and how early on and the costume designer gets involved right from getting that script with the director notes on it. And that was really cool to me. So I feel like now I'm going to be watching film differently.
Yeah. And me personally, I feel like every single episode I learn so much because I always want to make sure that whatever I'm saying feels like it's reinforced by what's true and what's out there. And the first episode, I was focused on a Senegalese woman director, and I learned so much about how Africa looking at Europe and Europe looking at Africa and all of this stuff. And then I learned a lot about just in general, the idea of direction and how actors take direction and the relationship between actors and directors, which may seem like it's not necessarily connected to what I'm doing in one respect, but in another, it's key. I'm a screenwriter. So if I think about how directors are seeing something, and then I think about how actors are taking that and how that relationship works, it informs even things that are seemingly unrelated. So I think that's been a really awesome thing. But every single episode, I feel like I research and I learn something I didn't know. So it's almost a gift to myself of knowledge every time we pick a topic.
because that topic teaches me something new and connected and beautiful, you know?
Yeah, I'm always surprised because we don't really tell people what we're going to do. I mean, it's there. We sort of have, like I said, Heather has this outline thing and we can put up, you know,
this outline thing.
That's what it is, right? I mean,
it's our Bible. Yeah. It's our Bible.
Our journey.
Yeah. The Bible, just so that we're just sort of aware of where we are in the episode. I always learn so much from everyone else because I know what I'm going to say, but then I get to hear what other people have to say. And it's always interesting to be like, what people are going to pick up from my own episode, what people are going to pick up and run with. You know, like cruciferous or.
And I also feel like we kind of are slowly learning about each other. Like one of my favorite things about this last episode was Carrie's red boots that she bought, Lady Gaga's red boots, so she could wear them to to the premiere of A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Was that one? Oh, that was the one? Yeah.
Yes, you're right, Marie. Yeah.
I also learned we can see Carrie's hair in A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that was fun to share.
Just the story.
Sasha, who's not with us today, also brings in the episodes 1 and 2. She wasn't able to make episode 3. She brings a wealth of knowledge to the group and to the podcast. Thankfully, she's happily busy working on Grey's Anatomy right now and other film projects. But she also brings such an incredible element. Even though she loves horror, she knows so much about other films and television series and has often worked on many, many films. And so I deeply miss her input today and our last episode, but I know she'll be joining us in future episodes. And I wanted to bring her up and thank her too for the contribution to the podcast. And once again, just it's amazing, Kaya, how we had no idea all of our personalities and interest and how we are getting, like Marie said, getting to know each other and our sense of humor and personal anecdotal connections to the women we highlight and their art and projects really brings this really beautiful tapestry together. And it's just like so fun and interesting. And I know I learn a ton. And I feel as we move through this podcast, our audience will learn with us and they can grow with us, which is really exciting for the audience.
Yeah.
And for us too.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I'm totally excited about learning about stunt doubles and doubles and trying to make amazing in that respect too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Sasha just knows all kinds of things, like just off in her head about film. Like what,
yes,
Marie, what she said about that scene with Thelma and Louise.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one. That was really good. She just said, I mean, you know, I'll just tell you, but because Marie presented Gina Davis in Thelma and Louise, and that scene, the epic scene of when they were supposed to do this big long dialogue, and then Susan Sarandon was like, no, we've come too far. We don't need to say a bunch of stuff. We're just gonna do it. So she knows all kinds of weird things. Oh, and then you did Heather, you did Meryl Streep.
And oh, yeah.
Then the accents and how she knew.
Yes.
But she did it with a German accent. I mean, or no, she spoke German in a Polish accent. Like,
or yeah. Vice versa. I think it was Polish with a German accent. She could hear the German accent.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because Sasha, she lived in Germany for a time. And she.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
So amazing. She's done so much. Is she like a magical being? I feel like she's had every life experience.
Yes, totally.
I got one more question for you before I open it up for student questions and we wrap this element of the podcast, which is how has working on this show informed your own work? Each of you are creatives and writers in your own right. And I'm curious how it has started to inform your own creativity.
I'd say that doing the show has made me more comfortable with using my voice. I feel like I'm definitely not someone who imagined herself in a space like this, speaking freely about things I'm passionate about, just because I've been so accustomed to being behind the scenes and shying away from being the center of attention because I get so much attention in my real life, I guess. So putting myself out there in this shape, form, and fashion has definitely made me more comfortable with the art that I want to produce. And, you know, I've worked on a podcast, you know, a little behind the scenes. So I can jump into the editing, you know, and when we get there. And just, I guess, being more comfortable with who I am as an artist, which is also something I never considered myself to be. But I, now that I'm here, I can't see myself anywhere else.
Kiki, I love it. This really is a full circle moment for you. I love
it. Totally. Yeah. I think this is such a, I don't know if you know the phrase, the like, when you allow your own light to shine, it gives other people's, give other people permission to shine their own light.
Marianne Williamson. That's one.
Marianne Williamson. Oh, I love her. I love her.
Yeah, and I think too, I think the biggest thing for my creative life that I've learned from this group is just the phenomenal women who were so motivated and amazing in EBS, because they were already contributing to their career and they were already engaged in what they wanted to do in a really positive way. So finding this group of collaborators is really turning on a positive light for me for potential future collaborations with people who are equally committed. Because I feel like every woman in this podcast amazes me on a weekly basis. Like every woman brings both what she's been asked to bring and more. And so when you have collaborators like that, you say, I'd like to work with these people again. Hey, when can we do something else? Hey, Carrie, maybe Carrie has a new movie. Maybe somebody, maybe Kiki has a scholarly book or anything else. And any one of us could help any one of us in our wolf pack or beyond. And so I just want to also just extend outreach and say hello, everybody here. And we'd be delighted to get to know you better and, you know, connect with us and let the art circle get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. I know one thing that has changed for me is that I sometimes have something that I think a lot of artists have, which is this sort of imposter syndrome, like, oh, I'm not really this, right? Like, I'm doing it, but I'm not really. And I think that there's been something about just working together, but working together in something that's like, this is going to go out in the world every month. You know what I mean? We're going out there. And then you just start being like, yeah, like, I get what I'm talking about. Like, I do have these opinions. And I think that that's sort of like a head state of like, hey, you know, whatever, like, I'm legit, right? Like, of course, anyone else would look at me and say, of course you were. But it's our own, how we see ourselves, I think, is so important as artists, just to, because we have to put out what's in our souls and be, give ourselves permission to do that and be proud and think like, oh, something good is going to come of it. So for me, it's been feeling like more can come out of me.
That's beautiful, Marie. I know I've learned through all of the women we've presented through just the three episodes we've had, how so many of the women we highlight have had such struggles, and it took so much time for their time to reach the level that they did and the struggles. And that really inspires me, and it inspires me to be a better writer, a better, you know, future director on a future project too, not only for that project or my work or the others involved in the project, but for the women that came before all of us that were fighting to elevate as we move forward, their struggle, their work, how they created the space that we have today, which is still limited and needs so much more growth. So it's inspired me and impassioned me more learning about all of these women from, you know, history on onto to present day and moving forward, that we carry the torch for not just ourselves, but the women that set the ground for us.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree with Kiki, Marie, and Carrie and Heather, you know, getting together and we built a trust. We've built a wolf pack of, okay, we're going to do this, and we do it. I've learned a lot about editing, audio editing, and also then I hear everyone's presentation a lot because I have to listen and listen again. And I'm just so impressed. I mean, from our first episode when we didn't have microphones, and then we're like, you know what? We should probably get some since it's an audio podcast.
Get right.
Good idea.
So talking into our iPhones.
Yeah.
Jennifer's brutal.
I am.
Well, because you have a new mic. Get in my closet, Carrie.
Yeah,
I'm driving like Canada Spring.
I say that lovingly.
I want to put Carrie in the closet, but to be fair, she offered to go in.
You come out of the closet, it's some like, people go in. I'm going in. I'll do anything to sound good for our podcast.
Yeah, it's true. Because I got obsessed with it. I'm just like, we can do this. And it's true. Heather is liquid chocolate. But then she was just using a crap mic. And then she had like, she goes, oh, I have a new one. And she like brings down this huge mic with like, you know, a sound resistor thing on top. I was just like, Jesus. And then of course, she just sounds amazing. And so we all upped our game in terms of the audio quality. And then it became more of like, okay, I'm in because I bought a microphone and now I have to use it, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely been an iron sharpens iron kind of vibe in our group. And I love every minute of it.
The podcast is Heat. Where can our listeners check it out? And where can they find you? Where can they find each of you?
So you can get to the episodes of Heat by going to hotredheadmedia.com and going to the podcast page, or you can go to Audio Boom and just search by Audio Boom Heat and you can find it. It's distributed on Apple, RSS, Spotify, Amazon Music, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, you know, on and on. I could go on and on. So whatever your main podcast listening channel is, please, hey, go listen to it. And then where people can find me, just add .com to the end of my name and you can find whatever you want to know and probably too much.
I also want to say on the Hot Red Media blog, if you go to the blog on the page, then it has our curated watch list and our warm snacks. They're not just snacks, they're warm.
Warm.
They're hot.
Yeah. All the recipes, which is good.
I suck at social media, but I do have Instagram and Twitter. Kia Elise, I'll type it in the chat. Kia Elise on IG and the real Kia Elise on Twitter.
So I have, I just wanted to say I have an art website where I'm a painter. And like I said, I do the women scientists. But I also want to say Heather, because I was talking to Heather because I have to talk to her a lot because of the editing. But also, I enjoy talking to her.
I have to.
I mean, but anyway, I mean, because we have to get stuff done. But anyway, so I was talking to her and we're having a really nice time because we usually do. And she was telling me, she goes, you know what you should do? You should do a whole series of like women in literature, because I do women in science. And Heather, I am doing that photo that she sent me of Flannery O'Connor. And I'm doing this. Anyway, it's almost done. So constant input from each other. It touches everything.
What's your art website so people can find it?
I put jennifermonfrance.com, but I didn't put the www. Should I
do that? I think we can we can do it. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Marie Wetmore, and on Instagram at Marie Wetmore Creative. Or you can drive around LA and yell my name out the window and I might come running out of some door somewhere.
I also put my Medium blog in the chat. So that's there too.
Please speak them though, because this will go out on my podcast. The chat, so spell and speak the names of your, how to contact you.
Kia Elise, KEIALLIS on Instagram. The Real Kia Elise on X/Twitter and medium.com/@Kia Elise.
Good one. I'm Jennifer Monfrance. Jennifer, like you regularly spell Jennifer. Monfrance, MONDFRANS.
And I'm at Carrie Desert on Insta. That's C-A-R-I Desert. Desert spelled with one S. If you put two S's, it's dessert. Oh, I remember desert and dessert. Imagine that. You know, because we always want extra helpings of dessert, right? So there's two S's. Yeah. My fourth grade teacher taught me that and it stuck.
That's cool. I like it.
And I'm on X, or formerly Twitter, at Carrie Writer. That's C-A-R-I Writer. So I look forward to hearing and connecting with all of the new EBS and or former and current EBS Wolf Packers.
All right. Was that everyone? Did we get everyone?
I think you did.
So, yeah.
You're good.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest today, for coming in and sharing your passion and your joy and your fabulous snacks and all of these wonderful women that you are highlighting and sharing with us and with all of the listeners. This is such an important topic. Here we are in Women's History Month. May every month be Women's History Month as we continue to shine a spotlight on the fabulous women in the entertainment business. This is all it takes. It's just that spotlight and the willingness to share and bring awareness to the fabulous talent that's out there so that those names are spoken in every room, because that's when women get hired, is when those names are spoken and shared. So thank you so much for all of this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kaya.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kaya, so much.
Thanks for listening to Hollywood Wolfpack. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Please help our pack grow by sharing Hollywood Wolfpack with your friends and colleagues. Give us a rating and write us a review. Kaya loves hearing from you and reads them all. For more on Kaya and the Entertainment Business School, visit entertainmentbusinessleague.com. Until next week, remember, the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack.